Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening Podcast. It is your host, Colleen. I can't believe we are at the end of 2021. It really feels like I just came on here like I did last year around this time and said, I'm going to start dropping these 15-minute episodes, and I don't know what I'm going to call it. Now, a year later, it's the Weekly Awakening. And thank you for everyone who has supported me and continue to support me. Again, the best way right now is just to listen to my episode, subscribe, review, and send this to someone. Post this out there. Say, hey, check out this awesome podcast, and it will help you get through your week with understanding the planets, something along those lines. And I really appreciate that. And thank you, everyone, again, who has supported me. We're coming up on 2 years since the start of the podcast, over 2 years since I started recording it, but I cannot believe 2 years. 2 years. I'm going to do another episode of what I learned, but what I can tell you is that I love it and I'm passionate about it. And here I am 2 years later. I'm nowhere where I thought I would be right at first, but thank God I'm where I am today. I am not formally trained in this. I'm just a good talker, meaning in astrology I am, but in actual podcasting and putting myself out there, I'm just a natural talker. I always say that's my best ability I can do. But I really had to learn and grow. So I look back at episode 1 or 2 years ago when this started, and I said, wow, thank God it did not take off the way I thought it would. And you know what? It's going to take off the way it should. Before I jump into it, we are going to be talking about Venus in Capricorn again. I've been bringing it up a lot about Venus in Capricorn. It feels like it's already been in there already. That's Saturn's sign, so it moves very slow, and it feels like it has been there forever. Talk a little bit more about that. We have Saturn square Uranus on the Christmas Eve, and then, which is kind of a big dynamic, it's ending the year. It's really been a Saturn square Uranus year, really. They're both slow moving planets, and so they've been with each other squaring off in the same houses. But we'll talk about that, and then we will talk about, what else do I want to bring up? Oh yeah, Pluto. Venus and Pluto, Venus retrograde with Pluto hitting again this Saturday, Christmas Day. So we got a dynamic. But anyways, we had this full moon, and I talked last week about letting things go that we had expected or expectations of what we thought 2021 was going to turn out to be. And we move forward with no expectations. Now, don't confuse that. I was talking to some clients about this, and they said, well, how do we move forward without goals? You're still having goals. You're still having dreams, but you're releasing the expectation of them exactly playing that out. You're releasing that control, and you are having the ability to focus and manifest, yet detach from the outcome and be okay with however the avenue looks. So it was really great. I took all of my stuff from the last 2 years, the Hair Healer podcast, what it started, where I thought it was going, all of these lists that had all this energy, and I burned it. It was really cleansing, and it was really freeing. You know, I had put all these expectations on myself, on the show, on others, you know, where I thought I would be, and that just didn't happen. So I needed to release that as I move forward with the Weekly Awakening, with, you know, my goals and dreams and astrology. I had to release all of that. And I had this Gemini candle I got down in New Orleans at a voodoo shop that I always used. And it was crazy because I put that in there too, especially I think it held a lot of my manifestations, and it was a full moon in Gemini. So let me put that in there. And the whole thing, I posted a video, just like caught fire in from the inside out. And I'm sure there is a scientific reason, but I want to believe in the metaphysical reason. And it was like, I felt like all the energy I had put on the manifestations, on myself, on others, in that candle was like burning. It was really burning up. So definitely felt like a good release. And I'm moving forward with this and doing what I love and posting on social media the way that comes easiest to me. And it will all play out the way it should. And I also have, what's the word I'm looking for? I also have peace and acceptance. I was thinking this the other day. What if, you know, my kids are getting really interested in what I do, and it's like Abram is taking over. He wants to make videos, and he has an interest. They're both talkers, and you see them on social media, so you know they put themselves out there. And I'm like, oh my God, maybe I did this. So one day their whole career is going to take off. They're going to be some sort of thing, and I just taught them how to believe in a dream and follow it. And if that's why I did all of this, I am totally happy and okay with that. So that was an amazing little realization. Definitely some Venus in Capricorn. So this Venus, let's talk Venus in Capricorn. Again, if you want to know some more, just go back to my previous episodes. I want to say the last three, I've talked about Venus in Capricorn and retrograde. The last Venus in Capricorn, the last Venus retrograde in Capricorn was December 21st, 2013 and January 31st, 2014. So between that time, go back to your life. What was happening with your children? If you have a creative job, what was happening then? What was happening with your love life, your friendship? Look and see what whole house does Capricorn rule. For me, it's my fifth house, my house of children, romance, joys, pleasures. And I had my first kid during that time, right? It was the end, and it was my very first kid. And, you know, all that magic happened during that time. Just something as simple as that, right? And I think I talked last week about merging with the Capricorn moon and going with his daughter and my kids to Hershey Park when Venus went retrograde. And I was a little nervous, but then I thought, oh, well, I do have a natal Venus retrograde. So I actually think this is going to be a good thing. And it really was. It was like it's funny, like 8 years later, now from having my son Abram, I'm there and introducing him to, you know, maybe someone who would be a long-term partner. And during that time, he came into the life. I don't know. Do you get what I'm saying? So if that helps you understand, there might be a similar situation, similar energy, similar idea to what is happening with retrograde, right? Maybe it just means a lot of things are going to happen with my children every time Venus retrogrades, something along those lines. So also during this time, we're going to learn companionship at a deeper level. It's almost like we're going to be able to have those conversations and change our ways with our partners, our lovers, and be able to grow deeper. And how do we get deeper with our lovers? We get deeper by having uncomfortable conversations. That's a huge part of life. You know, I may be young, but I've had quite a few relationships, marriages, whatnot, and I learned a lot, and I listened to a lot of people. And for me, the most freeing and the time I felt the most connected and intimate, yet totally uncomfortable, is when I was having the full conversation with someone of exactly how I felt, no matter how that looked to them, how that looked to me, what that was going to mean for our relationship. When I had that deep, deep, deep talk and just said everything, look, this is it. And though some of those connections did not last, there was this sense of, you know, our relationship. Some people, it was ugly, and and that was fine. That turned out fine. And I learned with myself, but some of it actually did take us to a deeper level of companionship and understanding. And it was almost like we were able to navigate life together and on the same frequency and move past other manners. So that can happen. This is going to be a hard time for people stuck in an old love paradigm, right? If you're stuck in something and you keep repeating it over and over again, you can't get out of it, it's going to be tough. Venus retrograde, especially in Capricorn, right? Saturn's sign of giving us lessons and teaching us things like that. It's going to come down as a hard life, a hard love lesson sometimes, right? And it needs to shift out of that paradigm, shift beyond that. And we need to see that. We need to see ourselves and see our patterns. Relationships are very hard. That's where they meet us. They mirror us almost deeper than any other relationship. Sometimes friendships can come close and parent, you know, dynamics can come close. But honestly, it's that something, that chemical thing that happens to our brain that really makes us, when we fall in love or we love someone, that really makes us see ourselves, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and reflect, because we are at those different levels of intimacy. So that might come up, you know, if you see it now, like you already know your pattern, you could say, hey, instead of like running headfirst into my pattern during Venus retrograde, because I know that's going to be really bad, maybe I will move forward a little bit gracefully. Maybe I'll say, hey, Colleen, check in with yourself. You know, not just me, anyone. I'm just using myself as an example. What kind of love paradigm is this? What kind of love pattern is this? And if you know it's not good, you're going to see the lesson. And if you can move beyond it and stop yourself, you're going to see the reward, right? And I teach my kids that every day when they say I do everything wrong. No, you make mistakes. And guess what? We're going to make a mistake every day. For whatever reason, something greater than ourselves created us to learn and thrive from making mistakes. It sucks, but you are, and that's how we learn. So again, I'll be talking about this. We'll see how next week goes. It's going to be, you know, I talked about it, in case if you don't go back and listen, sorry, when I do these at night and this is my tired season with hair, it's crazy. We're all tired for the holidays. I feel all loopy. I love doing them in the morning, but tonight was when it had to be. Definitely was not going to happen in the morning. With this Venus conjunct Pluto in Capricorn retrograde, there can be a sense of jealousy, possessiveness, almost like a stalker, like I'm obsessed with you energy and I want you and dark. But there also can be immense healing, going to a deeper level of consciousness with a lover or a partner, going into a deeper level of consciousness with yourself, release, fun, right? There can be some fun BDSM shit happening during this time. So it's going to be good both ways, but whatever it is, take the lesson, be the lesson, and move forward in acceptance. I think that's where we get freedom from anxiety, freedom from everything else, is when we release the control. And that's kind of what this is, Venus Capricorn retrograde, releasing the control, and then finding the freedom that comes from that. So go have fun, people. Go have a little fun and release that control with a little, you know what I'm going to say. I'm not going to say it, though, in case you're listening with kids. Let's go into Saturn square Uranus. So this has really been happening all year. It happened first on February 14th, then February 17th, June 14th, and then now on December 24th. It's been quite a dynamic for both, right? With that, you almost have the energy of, like, I can't believe that just happened. Did you hear how I said that in my voice? I can't believe how that just happened. Almost like a shocking, can sometimes be exciting, but can also sometimes be almost like, holy shit, this is not good, and I'm frozen in my steps. I can't believe that just happened. That's very Saturn squared Uranus. And Saturn, we have, and why it can go both ways, right? Saturn brings our karma, but it also brings our rewards. Uranus brings out of the blue, kind of shocking, electric happenstances, things happening around us in our life, kind of a force to change. This is also, you know, it's a collective planet, Uranus, so we're going to see a lot of changes on the planet, right? We've seen a lot of fighting and battling with the vaccines. I'm not talking about the vaccines, so, you know, it's definitely not about that. But I will talk about astrology related to the vaccines. Is you have a major battle, right? You have two major sides. And both are science, both are cutting edge, both are seeing. But then there's also this very, this is the way it is. This is the rules. This is exactly what's happening. And then you have this whole other paradigm is like, no, that's not what's happening. This whole other crazy thing is happening. And they've been squaring off, right, back and forth. And we've been seeing the repercussions already. We've been seeing the repercussions, Saturn squared Uranus, of the original 2020 shutdown and just the whole beginning of the pandemic of 2020. We have then started in 2021 seeing the repercussions, kind of out of the blue, big, crazy things are happening. So with Saturn during this time, there can be an out of the blue, like, oh my God, I didn't think I was going to get that raise. I didn't think that I was going to get this big bonus check. I can't believe that happened. That's so nice that person did that. It can also be, oh my God, you know, I'm getting laid off and I never thought they told me I wasn't supposed to get laid off and now I'm getting laid off. So again, shock waves, things that change us. I can't believe that just happened. I was talking with a client tonight, when things happen to us, because everything happens, let me quote that. I love to say, and I love to quote, I don't know who ever originally said this, but everything happens for me, not to me. But when things do happen for me, right, it's how we change our mindset. Something big, something ugly, something blue that we don't like to see, there's two ways we can look at it. And I have, you know, I think through, I had very positive parents. I also had a 12-step fellowship. I had a lot of things that really trained my brain to go the positive way. we can look at the same situation two ways. We can look at it positively and try to make the best of it, try to accept it, try to understand it, try to move forward the best way we know how. Or we can sit in the victim identity and we can cause more pain, right? Because that just brings us more miserableness, you know, angst, agita, brings us all of that stuff that we don't like, pain. But yet our body gets addicted to staying in that pain. So you need to retrain yourself. If you're, you know, and let these things that are happening to you, look at them in a good way. Say, hey, this is actually showing up in my life so I can move to a new level of emotional, mental, spiritual freedom, peace, love, right? We unfortunately and fortunately come in here as tethered souls and we have to grow and we have to learn and it's not easy. But what makes it easier is how we handle it. How do we view it? How do we look at it? If you look at it with the most positive, and you really sometimes have to fake it till you make it, it will eventually play out. If you look at it with the negative, it will be like you're hitting your head over and over and over again, doing the same thing over and over and over again. That is what happens. So every time something happens to me that I don't like, I still feel it. I don't just push it away, but I'm not scared of crying. I'm not scared of feeling pain anymore. I felt a lot of it and I'm not scared of that. So I allow myself to cry and then I'll go on with my moment of the day and go throughout that. And I'll let myself cry or talk about it or feel it, but I'm not scared to feel that anymore, right? I'm not scared to feel that sadness. So instead I say, guess what? I know the sadness is going to pass. I'm feeling it. I know that one day down the road, it's kind of like constant reminders of things that happened, the things that played out correctly in my life, right? I look back and I couldn't, at certain times I was in very painful situations and I couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. I was just stuck in it. But each time I got out. So now every time that I'm in a situation, I'm in pain like that, I'm feeling that, I look back and I say, oh, I got out of that. I grew from that. I'm not that person I was 5 years ago. I'm not that person I was 6, 10, 1 year ago even. We're always changing and evolving. So if during this little dynamic end of the year astrology, if during that time big things happen, something changes the course of your life, changes the course of your relationship, your job, friendship, whatever it is, immediately feel it, but say, how can I learn from this? And how can I approach this situation with a more positive mindset? Now, don't confuse that. It's not all happy. When people say positive, some they want to attach it to happiness and all those things. Yes, but you can feel negative emotions. You can feel painful emotions positively. You can take on a positive mindset, however that looks, but you know the difference between the words and the actions. And what you need to do, what words and actions you need to take to move forward positively. And I allow you to trust, to look back at your life and see when things in the end did work out for you, right? You saw that that really did happen for you, not to you. And it's just as important, even if all you got in the end was a growth, you grew, that's the most important thing because that's what we're really here to do. Good luck. Again, oh yeah, I wrote this down. I forgot in my notes. Sunday. On Sunday, the moon is in Libra, and, you know, we'll be right there in the middle of the Venus-Pluto conjunction. And just think seven deadly sins, right? I was like lust, gluttony, desires. A desire is not one. I don't remember what. But think about that in your environment. It's going to be coming up in your kids and your lovers and your friends and your neighbors on TV, you know, some sort of the seven deadly sins and how it got them in trouble. You might see that a little bit. I wrote that out at the very end, and I just want to share that with you, even in yourself. But we need to see that. It's not pretty, but we need to see that. If we want to grow, we have to look inside and let that shit go. Wow, that was good. That just came to me. Sometimes things just come out of my mind. So happy winter solstice, everyone. I'll end with that note. 6 months. We've had 6 months of light and then headed towards the darkness, and now we're dark headed towards light. And I love this deep reflection because this is definitely a harder one than the June one, but reflect on your darkness. Spend this next week reflecting on your darkness and understanding your darkness. Have a beautiful day. Thank you, everyone. I hope everyone has a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I'm ready for 2022, and thank you again for your support, and we'll see what 2022 brings this podcast. Thank you all. Love you. Bye.